Hello and welcome to The Crush Report. I'm Eric.
I'm Micah.
And I'm Sean. Thank you guys so much for joining us. The Crush Report is a weekly podcast about the Broncos and how they're doing.
Yeah, so we love the Denver Broncos, and somehow they picked up a victory. We don't know how, but somehow they picked up a victory over the Chiefs, 24-31. I think it's fair to start with my prediction. My prediction was 21-17 Broncos. I had no idea that the defense would win it for us again, which is fantastic. But I will say my focus this week has been on the running game and like rewatching the game multiple times and watching how terrible we are at running the ball, which means that this week with Detroit, I have a feeling that we'll actually be able to run the ball, but I think it's going to be a kind of a false sense of security, I guess, just in the sense that we will see an effective running game against a shitty defense. So
that's a good prediction. That's a good prediction, man.
Well, and I mean, I'm worried about it just long term, and I think everyone is. I was watching ESPN, and they moved Denver down the power rankings, even though we won, which is ridiculous to me because we won. Does it really matter how we win, whether or not it's the running game or the defense or PFM's arm? What do you guys think? Does it matter how we win?
I don't think it should matter. A win's a win. The only thing I got to say is I think the key to Denver really getting far, God willing, to a Super Bowl this year is we got to establish the run game. And I don't know if we can with that line. That's the only thing that I worry about. And, man, that game was so interesting. It was just kind of like at Kansas City at halftime, Peyton Manning's like, okay, screw Kubiak's plan. I'm just going to do what I do best. I'm going to get in shotgun, and I'm going to throw the ball. And it worked. So, I don't know. That's really what I think we got to do against Detroit is we got to establish that run. I don't know if Peyton's going to be patient enough to do that. I don't even know what the game plan is going to even be this Sunday night. So what do you think, Sean?
Well, all I could say is I ain't much for speeches, but great fucking win.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Put chills down my spine.
It was awesome.
Yeah. No, I think we pulled it out. I thought it was a great game. Again, I think it was a pretty tough defensive battle overall. I also loved that everybody in the locker room calls Peyton Manning Papa John's. So,
yeah,
man. I mean, coming back from being down 14-0, I definitely saw. I think everybody's brought this up already. Just that defining moment where it looked like Peyton Manning switched from Kubiak's offense to the Peyton Manning offense definitely was the big game changer. I felt like. Not last week's game. Going forward, though, we went into it. I think they had us at like 70% of America thought that the Broncos were going to lose.
Right.
At Arrowhead. But we won. We got Detroit coming up. We got Minnesota after that. We got Oakland next. And then Cleveland. So outside of Minnesota, I mean, I think we're looking at 6-0 to start the Broncos season, which is pretty phenomenal. So I don't know. I think we could do it, man.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that just in terms of... So, okay, I have 43-8 tattooed over my heart because it's so painful to think about that Super Bowl. But one thing that was pointed out to me is that Seattle knew Peyton's offense. And to go 6-0 and to make it into the playoffs, I don't have the entire schedule memorized, but I know there's a few losses in there. I think it's possible that we even lose to the Patriots at home. But I think that if we can't, there's no way that we get to the Super Bowl, let alone win it, if we don't have the running game up to par. It doesn't have to be fantastic, doesn't have to work all the time, but it has to work at least some of the time to the point where we're not just getting smashed. think it was like 19 runs in the first half were for no gain whatsoever. And that's not what consistency is. Micah, what did you think of the defense?
Defense was incredible, man. That mean I've seen a lot of Bronco games. It's one of my favorite games of all time, man. My second favorite was that San Diego game. We came back 24-0 at halftime. It was 2013. That game was one of my favorites too. But just because everybody counted Peyton out is why that was such a gratifying win. And that whole week he was dealing with all that shit about people just slamming him. He's done. He's washed up. And you know, everyone overreacts in week one, and it was just so gratifying for him to step it up in the second half. And, dude, I lost my mind when Jamaal Charles fumbled that last ball. I lost my mind. I couldn't believe it. So I think our defense is what's going to get us to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl for us. But barring any injuries, of course, we have to stay healthy. But yeah, man. And my question to you, Eric, I wanted your input on this was, is it time to bench CJ Anderson? What is he the problem, or is it the line? Like what do we do with the running game to make it better?
See, this is, I think it's the line. No one's got a good line right now. It's just kind of the nature of the game. But I think the bigger issue is so what there's not a good line. In you know Josh McDaniels' terms, do your job and quit making shit up. I don't think CJ Anderson. I don't know if it's the change in offense. I mean, clearly Ronnie Hillman has his shit together in this offense. So if it is if we saw a John Fox CJ Anderson and now we're seeing a Gary Kubiak CJ Anderson, I will definitely take Ronnie Hillman over. CJ Anderson any day. And I will say that the pitch, there was one particular play where Hillman takes a pitch from Peyton out to the outside and he ran for like 9 yards, maybe even more than that. I can't remember, but I think if we can't give up, Peyton can't give up on being mobile. And with that, I think that gives CJ Anderson a better shot at making some room for himself. Clearly, I think Ronnie Hillman can do it. I don't want to give up on CJ Anderson yet. I said last week, if we're going to give up on Peyton, we need to wait until week four. And I think it's a fair compromise for CJ Anderson as well. We can't give up on him just yet. We have to give him at least 4 weeks, I think. Well, Sean, what do you think? How much longer do we go with CJ Anderson?
I think we move Hillman up to number one next week. Kind of over it, man. CJ Anderson's just not cutting the mustard. Our whole offensive line, you know, we've talked about it a lot, and everybody's talking about it right now. It just isn't cutting the mustard, man. I think the young guys are doing better than our veterans. Evan Mathis is not quick enough right now. He's not getting back to where he needs to be quick enough. So just overall, man, I just feel like something definitely needs to change. And I totally agree with you. I think we have to stay mobile, and I think that's going to make us a better team overall. There's no way we're going to continue to go the way we've gone in the past unless we do that. I think what makes the Patriots such a great team is that they do that well. They're like the perfect balance of a running game and a throwing game. So I think if Manning could pull that off and he could get the boot down, I think we have a really good chance, man. I feel like that's every season we get towards the end, everybody gets Peyton Manning completely figured out. And to this point, he's super figured out. We throw some diversity in there. I think it's going to change up things a lot. The problem is, though, we got to keep Manning from getting hit, and our O-line can't do that right now. They're just not carrying it.
Yeah, I was thinking, Micah, kind of going back to your question, Peyton was sacked 3 times. And I mean, we have a weak line, that's guaranteed. But I think that also speaks to, at one point in time, the Chiefs were where they were rushing 7 guys.
Yeah.
And not only in the first half, but also the second half. I think that's more telling of Peyton. I think exactly what you said, going into the locker room and realizing this is what we need to do. Let's go. Let's do it my way, in a sense. But when you rush seven guys, I don't know of any really good line that's going to hold for their quarterback. I mean, maybe Green Bay's line, but even then they've lost a few guys over the years. I think that's a lot. He got sacked three times this game. I think it was three or four times the first game. So, I mean, it's not a great start for the season. I don't know. I mean, now that he is almost, you know, an AARP member, Manning, I don't know how much he can take. Like, I watched a few of those sacks, more so in the Ravens game, the first game, where I saw his head, like, bounce off the turf. Almost like Wes Welker's. So I don't know. What do you think? The line, is it the line? Is it Anderson? Like, what's going on?
I don't know, man. You know, I was really hoping when we got Mathis, I was just through the moon, just so happy that we were getting Mathis. You know, we have this, Philly line guy who's coming in. I heard was it 2 or 3 years ago he was defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
I just had high hopes for him, and I don't know if he's just rusty or he doesn't trust the guy next to him or what, but he's got to step it up. I mean, he's a veteran, he's a leader, and I just hope that they really rally around Mathis and dig deep. And it just comes down, you got to get it done, exactly like you said. Just got to get it done, but I it's hard. I can't really put my finger on if it's CJ Anderson or the line, like, cause Hillman did have some really good plays, some really good cuts and made some plays happen. But my personal thing is, I don't think we should give up on CJ just yet. I think a 4 week standard is great. Like you said, if it isn't working, after week four, put Hillman at the top and then try with him. But, not all of the blame falls on CJ. The line is definitely weak, but, I don't know, man. I wanted to throw it back to you. Kansas City game is awesome. We're looking forward to the next game. We're on to Detroit. What do you think is going to happen for Detroit? What do you think the key is to shut Matthew Stafford down, if he even plays? I know he had x-rays done. Was it today or yesterday? Because I know he hurt his arm or shoulder. So what do you think the key is to beating Detroit?
I know all three of us, listen to the Fan quite a bit, the local radio station. And one thing that those guys mentioned, more so because I think they're media guys, but Stafford is not taking the, like, media day conference call with all of the Denver reporters. So I kind of wonder if he's not even going to show up suited up. I think about last game with them when they played the Vikings, and I mean, it's the Vikings. There's nothing super impressive with the Vikings. There's been a few bright spots. There was a play where Teddy Bridgewater threw a pass to AP, and the Detroit defense looked like someone put blindfolds over their helmets. In terms of their offense, they have Megatron, and they didn't use him much the first week. They used him a lot the second week. And so I'm kind of curious to see, if this game hinges on Megatron, I think that we can win the game. You think about the infamous Megatron, touchdown catch from a couple years ago. Like, to me, that typifies him, and that he's just not to that mark. He is probably, worthy of being paid the most in the NFL of wide receivers, but I just don't see them holding out long enough to, wait for the sheriff to come to town and start winging balls everywhere. Sean, what do you think?
I'm not too worried about it. I think it's a great opportunity to work on a running game. If anything, after hearing you guys, I'm kind of over on running backs. Maybe give CJ Anderson one more shot. Let him just run it out crazy and see if he could get some positive yards. And then if he could do that, maybe keep him around a little bit longer, not move him down to two.
Yeah, yeah. I think the key to winning against Detroit is shutting Megatron down exactly. Without him, I don't think they got much. You know, they traded Sue to Miami. That's a huge thing. I'm glad we don't have to play against him.
Yeah, but Micah.
Yeah.
Miami lost this week to the Jaguars. So.
Yeah, for sure. But no, I think it's honestly in the bag. I don't want to say that to jinx us, but I think they know that they're not going to let their heads get too big from those wins because they know they barely won. And I think Kubiak's just a better coach than that. I don't think that he's going to allow them to think that, oh, we got this type thing. So I'm going to make a prediction for the score. I'm going to say 21-7. Denver pulls out an incredible win. So what do you think, Eric? What's your prediction for the game?
I'm thinking probably like 24, I'll go a really weird number, 24-12 Denver. I think they're going to end up kicking 4 field goals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not throw in Matt Prater there, right? Give him a shot.
I'm going to go 727.
Yeah. I like that.
That's my official prediction. Yeah, I agree with you guys 100%. I think defensively they're decent. Offensively they're terrible right now. And defensively we're killing it, and offensively we're on the uptick. So, you know, but me and Mike were talking actually earlier this week about the Broncos kind of are notorious for letting wins go to their head and sometimes dropping the ball when it gets to easy wins or what should be easy wins.
Right.
So hopefully that is a changed philosophy, especially with the new coach and everything. Yeah, I still think we're gonna take a pretty big win over the Lions.
So. And especially if Stafford doesn't play, I think it's game over. They have to have him play if they want to be even competitive in this game. So if he doesn't play, I mean, that's even better. So there's a good chance they might sit him. So all the reports that I read, he's not 100% going to play. So,
right. Sean, do you think that the Broncos will pass or run more this week? Which will we have more of?
I think they're going to run it a lot. Like I said, I feel like this is the perfect opportunity to work those kinks out. And I think they honestly are testing our running backs, or they're going to want to, before we get to some more serious games. So I think they're going to run it a ton. And if anything, to give Peyton Manning a break. So,
Micah, what do you think? Run or pass more?
Dude, it's like flipping a coin. I mean, who knows what's going on in that locker room right now? I mean, I don't know. I don't know if Kubiak's going to slam the hammer down and be like, we are running at this game, whether, you know, we are going to establish a run game come hell or high water. I don't know. I'll go with Sean that they are going to run it as well. I think they know just as well as we do that you got to have a running game, something.
Right.
You have to be threatening in that front of the game. And we have talent there. CJ's got tons of talent. So I don't know. What about you, man?
Yeah, I think we'll end up passing it. I mean, as much as I do want to give CJ Anderson that 4-week time period, I do think that we'll end up passing it more. I'm worried that it'll be something similar in it, like one of those situations where we go up, fourth quarter comes around, and for some reason they're, you know, maybe Matt Prater comes out and kicks an extra field goal, and, you know, they're a little bit closer and puts a little bit of fear in us as we're watching the game. So yeah, I would love to, you know, have it be a blowout or, 55-10, kind of a win, but I doubt that, so I'll go with passing. I will say that one thing I am concerned about, and I know we haven't talked about it really, is that the this is their second away game in a row. And week four is another away game. And so I think that we need to, at least for the next episode, consider how tiring and how tenuous being on the road can be for 3 weeks. And that's definitely something that we can pick up next week as we finish this week's and go and watch our Broncos play.
Well, guys, that brings us to the end of another Crush Report. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Look forward to following up with you guys next week after hopefully a victory from our Broncos. If you guys have any questions or comments, you could always reach out to us on Twitter. You can reach me at Sean H. Porter.
You can reach me at Eric D. Munoz.
You can reach me at Vash0077.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for joining us.